With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Gallatin County's health officer is reiterating the need for planning for group events amid the coronavirus pandemic after an outdoor rally attended by Vice President Mike Pence Monday drew several hundred people eager to catch a glimpse of one of the nation's highest-ranking elected officials. Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly says the county received two emails expressing concern about the Pence rally size and spacing within the crowd. He says no one from candidates' campaigns or the Montana Republican Party reached out to his office ahead of time. Health officials ask for that kind of outreach to help coordinate a safe event during the pandemic. Kelly wouldn't comment specifically on the rally, which he did not attend. He says collaborating on best practices during events is integral to preventing the virus's spread. Though its active case total is relatively low now, Gallatin County was a coronavirus hotspot in early April and July.
And we can be there again. And when you have large groups of people together, that can be a little bit like throwing fuel on the fire. And we want to avoid that.
Tables situated around the venue grounds featured big pump containers of Senator Steve Daines' branded hand sanitizer. Chairs in the audience were grouped away from each other, though social distancing wasn't maintained at all times. Most attendees didn't wear face masks. Jay Winchester of Belgrade says event safety guidelines are the venue owner's prerogative.
And, I'm a big believer in individual rights. If you're an individual business, you should be able to decide, and then people can decide whether they want to go in or not.
Several attendees say they were comfortable attending the rally because COVID-19 is no deadlier than the flu. Though doctors are still estimating COVID-19 mortality, a Johns Hopkins report says it's thought to be at least 10 times deadlier than the flu. Nicole Hamway from Billings says she joined the rally to be around like-minded patriots. She acknowledged the virus's seriousness, but says it's been overblown.
There are also thousands of other things that are taking people's lives. For example, people aren't going to stop eating McDonald's, even though that's affecting their health.
Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly says large events don't need to be abandoned completely, but they should be tailored to today's circumstances.
When we have fewer cases in the community, it's easier to keep schools open. It's easier to protect seniors and nursing homes and hospitals.
In Belgrade, I'm Kevin Trevlin for Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America.